gonna look back. No, I'm never gonna give it up. No, please don't wake me now. 2, 3, 4.
My name is Teresa Belden, and I'm honored to serve on your board of trustees. Welcome to those of you in our sanctuary today and everyone online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand or on our website or on YouTube. Today, following the service, we will hold a special sacred tree blessing and farewell on the West Lawn as we pay tribute to the beautiful tree that has graced our property for so many years. Our book sale ends today with a special deal, a bag of books for just $5. Tomorrow, they will be packed up and gone. Next Sunday, we look forward to celebrating a historic milestone vote by our membership that will allow us to go forward with the transformation of our building. Animal Yoga for Kids, a 3-week series, begins next Sunday following the service at 11:45. Natalie Valentino will lead kids as they practice breathing and mindfulness in this fun entry point to yoga as a healing spiritual practice. A Practical Guide to Prosperous Living is a new prosperity class that begins on Wednesday, July 12th and runs for 6 weeks. Led by Reverend Tony and Karen Oney, the goal of this tithing class is to help us awaken to true prosperity, to touch our inmost truth, and to live life from this eternal source. Our July outreach project is collecting backpack and school supplies for families served by PRISM. Donations may be delivered to the church throughout the month. Cash donations are gratefully accepted as well. With one service, our parking lots fill up quickly, so we encourage you to give yourself some extra time, especially if you plan on riding the bus from the Courage Kenny lot. And we know that some of you have your favorite spots in the sanctuary. However, this single service and our sanctuary space fill up, So we ask that if you are able to please sit near the center of the pews so late arrivals have an easier time finding a place to sit and feel welcome. Details of these and our upcoming events and activities are in our bulletin on the church website, Facebook page, and our weekly e-newsletters. You can also email or call the church office. And now, please join Reverend Pat in our opening prayer.
Thank you, Teresa. Join me in our opening prayer. So I invite you, if you would, just to go to that place within that only you can go. Take that deep breath with me and just release and let go. And on this joyous weekend, we gather as a spiritual community. We come together with grateful hearts to honor and celebrate the spirit of freedom, the spirit of independence. We recognize that this is indeed a significant occasion, and we commemorate the birth of a nation founded on the principles of liberty, justice, and unity. And in this sacred space, we affirm our commitment today to peace, understanding, and compassion. We remember that true freedom lies not only in the external circumstances, but also in the liberation of our souls from fear, doubt, and limitation. We find the courage to transcend the barriers that separate us, to cultivate harmony and cooperation among all people, and to create a world where every soul can thrive and express its divine potential. We affirm this 4th of July to be a time of reflection, a time of gratitude, and a time for personal growth. And today we remember all of those that have requested our prayers, represented by our prayer box. We hold each and every prayer request in this consciousness of love and this consciousness of prayer, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. And today we remember that whatever we are facing in our life, whatever that may be, that God is greater than, and for that we are grateful. So it is with grateful minds, grateful hearts, that we say together, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this beautiful day. If you're able to do so, we invite you to stand for this opening song.
There is more than enough in a universe that you created. There is more than enough on a planet of sacred design. There is more than enough for humanity made in your image. Why should I worry? Why should I doubt? Why should I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Your infinite love made me, made everything I see, and all that will ever be is your infinite love. Humanity made in your image. Why would I worry? Why would I doubt? Why would I ever think I'd go without? Why would I worry? Why would I
Thank you, and please be seated. Good morning. It's so great having you with us, and I had so much fun in the Garden Court welcoming you. I thought to myself, not everybody has a cabin in Minnesota. You know, perhaps you do, but oh my goodness, thank you for being here today. Thank you for being here today and helping us to kick off this wonderful 4th of July weekend. As you know, Unity is that positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. We're also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. And one of our core values here at Unity Minneapolis is that of welcoming. So my dear friends, please allow us to welcome all of you today. Welcome those that are streaming with us as well. But if you are a guest with us today, we would really like to give you a special welcome. So dear friends, if you are a guest with us today, we invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage out there. We've got courage out here. Courage out here. Courage out here. Courage out here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. And there's a card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that one-on-one special welcome. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us. You're an important part of our community. And if you're a guest today for the first time, we invite you to click on that link, fill out that contact card, and allow us to reach out to you. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that I say each and every Sunday morning on this platform is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests today, okay? And I have a special guest with me today. Reverend Diane Scribner Clevenger is a former member of a former minister in Naples, Florida. She is also the Keeper of the Flame for Unity Worldwide Ministries. She is also an author, a speaker, and I found out she was going to be here yesterday, and I got so nervous. And I said, oh, heck, let that go. She's a wonderful friend. Would you help me welcome Reverend Clevenger and her friend, David Latham. You know, today is also birthday and anniversary Sunday. So if you have a birthday or an anniversary in the month of July, we invite you to stand for a moment and let us honor that birthday and anniversary. Anniversary's coming up. Birthday's coming up. Wow. Look around the room. Look around the room. Please remain standing. Please remain standing for a while. That's a twofold purpose, so people can see who you are and wish you a greeting. But also the gift that Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement, he has taken a power and he has assigned it to each month of the year. And for the month of July, he has assigned the power of understanding. The disciple is Thomas. And understanding is your ability to perceive and comprehend and apprehend. The affirmation is, my understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. Together, my understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's also affirm today our core values together. These are our core values that we do that we value here at Unity Minneapolis. Let's affirm them together. Together, we are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And now the reading of our daily word.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another additional 30 days. The word for today is guidance. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. Seeking divine guidance means turning out information and opinions and turning them inward. Then, with an open heart and a quiet mind, I can feel the nudge of my intuition and my inner voice. I receive divine guidance much in the way flowers in a field soak up the sunshine. Just as following the sun is innate for them, I have the instinct to trust my inner knowing. Even if my guidance surprises me, I trust it to lead me on the path to my highest good. I follow where I feel called to go. I heed the still, small voice within and pay particular attention to the serendipitous circumstances I find along the way. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. As I do, I deepen my understanding and my relationship with God, knowing wherever I go, I do not travel alone. And Scripture tells us, my friends, the Lord will guide you continually. From Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. The word for today is guidance.
To find my God, I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is sacred love. I will leave this day to find my God. I will leave this day as it is, go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace, inside is joy, inside there is sacred love. I will leave this life as it is, go inside to find my God. I
find my God. I'll go inside to find my God.
And so let us now go more deeply inside. Take that breath. Feel God. The flow that is God. The flow of life, the creative force. That which connects each and every one of us in this moment and always. Another breath, and feel the stillness, the peace. And become more consciously aware of that which connects us, that which is who we are, that divine energy, that infinite potential. And as we rest in that knowing, I would ask you, what is it that you expect of life? Is it different from your desire for life? What is your expectation? Take a moment. What was it, was your first thought when you woke up this morning? What was the expectation of that day? Mark Nepo writes this. Every time we talk to someone, there comes back to us a map of expectation as to how we should respond. We share a confusion. We are often given a direction. We share a pain. We are often given an instruction. We share a desire. We are often given a plan. The power of these unspoken maps should not be underestimated. For the endless gravities of expectation we move in and out of govern most of our thinking and summon most of our energy in denying them or complying with them. In actuality, underneath all the plans, pressures, and expectations, underneath all the subtle guidance and nudging we receive from almost everyone, the next step, our next step, is truly never been taken before by anyone. Thus, our spiritual charge is to maintain the wonder of the singular explorer that each of us is. Though we may treasure that wonder, we have often been obedient to most of our life, doing what was expected and more in hopes of being loved. The freshest step has always come when we've been brave enough to land at the end of what little we know, breathing new air and feeling new feelings in reaction to no one, in wonder of what is always possible. What is your expectation? And can you let it go and be in the wonder of the next best thing, the next moment, the next step, unknown and moving in the flow of God? Let us go into the silence and know our infinite, infinite possibilities. It is that flow that is God, in which we live and move and have our being. And it is in that flow, when we surrender into it, that all that we require is available to us, is in us, to reach that dream, that goal, that life, that is moment by moment love. May it be so for you now and each moment of each day. Amen.
Me, and it's unfair saying that
give me the truth if once I lied. Give me the plan. Who's gonna
thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, band. For those of you who don't know, Rachel is going to be our new choir director coming this fall. Yes. Wow. So if you've ever thought about singing in the choir, watch out for the announcements coming up. A drought continued for what seemed an eternity. A small community of farmers was in a quandary as what to do. Rain was important to keep the crops healthy and sustain the way of life of the townspeople. As the problem became more acute, a local pastor called a prayer meeting to ask for rain. Many people arrived. The pastor greeted most of them as they filed in. And as he walked to the front of the church to officially begin the meeting, he noticed most people were chatting across the aisle, socializing with friends. And when he reached the front, his thoughts were on quieting the attendees to begin the service. His eyes scanned the congregation, and he asked for quiet. He noticed an 11-year-old girl sitting quietly in the front row. Her face was beaming with excitement. Next to her, poised and ready to use, was a bright red umbrella. The little girl's beauty and innocence made the pastor smile as he realized how much faith she possessed. No one else in the congregation brought an umbrella. This year, if you've been with us, you know that we've been talking about a journey of dreams. Committing to our dream is a theme for the year. And we have looked at being pulled by our dreams. We have looked at loving our dreams. We have looked at preparing for our dream. We have looked at birthing our dreams. We have looked at nurturing our dream, guiding our dream. And for the month of July, we are looking at prospering our dream. How often we come to life wanting instead of expecting. You know, expectation, as the dictionary points out, it is a requirement. We're expecting it. Want is about lack or deficiency, not to exist. Do you feel the difference in the two words? Well, let's feel it together. Let's go want. Want. One more time like you know what it means, okay? Want. Now then, let's do expectation. Expectation. Wow. You feel the difference? There's a different energy around those words. And Charles Fillmore says that Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, that's important. We were taught that in ministerial school many, many years ago. Charles Fillmore says that expectation is the anticipation of divine good. It's looking about for the wondrous benefits of God has prepared for us. In every person, it is that which causes him, her, always to hope for and to expect that which is good and true. The very expectation helps the good to become active. I want to say that again. The very expectation, it helps the good to become active. What does that mean to me? It means that if I'm going to expect something instead of just wanting something, it helps me to bring that into manifestation much quicker. So we know that our expectations will override our wants. For example, you may say you want something in your life, but on the inside, you're saying, oh, I want this, but I've been here before. I've got doubts about it. So you see, that's what you were expecting. As Reverend Toni beautifully pointed out in her meditation, what do you expect in the morning when you get up? If we have that expectation, we have a greater sense of creating that in our own life. And why is the expectation so important? It's true because our expectations influence our decisions and our actions. I want to say that again. Our expectations influence our decisions and our actions. And as you know, our decisions and our actions provides the outer life or the outer product of our life. You know, also to understand how expecting you are, I just thought of something I can't share. So to understand how expecting you are, you must know your feelings around something. You know, when you say, I'm expecting something, I want you to notice that feeling. Is it just lukewarm? Is it indifferent? Or are you passionate about it? If you're expecting something and you know that you are passionate about it, you know without a doubt that it is going to come to pass in your life. For example, I love using this example. You and I know that I am passionate and I am expecting a fully 100% accessible building. I'm expecting that. And I pray to God that you are too, that you are expecting that as well, and that you're not indifferent to it, and you're not lukewarm about it. That this is an important thing for our community to step out and expect it and create it in our own life and in our community. We also know that expectation is part of the creative process. You and I know that if you've been here a nanosecond, that our master formula for creativity is C plus B equals. Three of you remember that lesson. I'm going to say it one more time. C plus B equals A, which is C, whatever we can conceive, B, whatever we can believe, faith, then we can achieve this in our life. So when you start talking about expectation and you've conceived something in your mind and more importantly in your heart, expectation is another name for faith. So we expect the good in our life. We expect it. We expect it to manifest in our life. We expect to bring the umbrella to the party. Because whatever it is that we're wanting to create, it's so important to expect it. This is Prosperity Month at Unity Minneapolis. And every July, we have Prosperity Month. Some of you love it. Others of you don't. But I would say, if you don't love Prosperity Month at Unity Minneapolis, there's something deeper inside that you might want to look at in your own life. Charles Fillmore, of course, defines prosperity. Let me just share a little bit of that. Myrtle probably said it and Charles went after it. But he says, prosperity is the consciousness of God as the abundant, everywhere present source, unfailing, ready for all who open themselves to faith. He says that in demonstrating prosperity, you give praise and you give thanks for the evidence that is present in your life. And we know that. That's a teaching. Those things that we praise in our life, they increase in our life, right? Right. Thank you, God, you heard that lesson. Okay. He also says that giving in the right mental attitude creates prosperity. I like what Mike Todd said one time. Mike Todd says, I have often been broke, but I've never been poor. I've never been poor. Do you see that right there? So it's a prosperity consciousness. And when you're broke, you know that you have the prosperity consciousness to go about creating other things in your life. You know, the outer things in your life, as much as we sometimes want it to be, it's not prosperity. It's the consciousness that we have that is always present to live a prosperous life. Doug Burdoff, the book that we are using this month, and in a wonderful class that Reverend Tony and Karen Ani will be teaching beginning on July the 12th, is called A Practical Guide to Prosperous Living. And I love what Doug is an ordained Unity minister. He's an author. He's been out there a long time writing many books. And so he says that, in my quest for understanding of the essential ingredients for a successful and prosperous life, I have come to realize that there are two fundamental requirements. I'm surprised you're just not all just jotting this down quickly. But he says, first, you must be true to yourself with a capital S, and you must pursue your dreams. So this course is going to be a lot about finding how to be true to ourselves and pursuing our dreams. He goes, to be true to yourself is to be true to God. And to pursue your dreams is to do God's will. Everything else follows these two things. And then later on, he expounds on that those two things. He says, to be true to yourself is to live from that eternal cosmic foundation of life, welling up within you, welling up within you. To live, as Emerson put it, with the privilege of the immeasurable mind, it is to be guided by your own inner counsel. Don't you love that? Guided by your own inner counsel. Did you hear the word guidance today in our daily word? Not guided by someone else's inner counsel. It's yours. You are the one. You are that unique, unrepeatable expression of God. And God has given you those things that you want to manifest in your life and how to live in your life. It says it's guided by your own inner counsel, to draw from your own inner strength and power, the genuine absolute conviction of the purpose and the absolute goodness of life. He goes on to say, now to follow your dreams is to employ your natural talents. I love the fact that he said natural talents. It's not trying to be a duck to become a swan. It's not trying to be Pat Williamson to be someone else. God has given me the talents within me that I need in this incarnation of life. And you have that within you as well. It's to employ your natural talents to express yourself in a particular manner that is unique, comfortable, and naturally interesting to you. It is to engage in a work which you love. A work which does not have you counting the hours before you can leave it, but has you lamenting over the fact that you do not seem to have enough hours in the day to do what you want to do. I won't ask for a show of hands. But my prayer is that many of you, that you have that experience in your work. In your work, because you spend a lot of time there. To engage in these two activities is the key to understanding prosperity. And until you make these accomplishments of these two objectives your sole mission in life, you will never attain the quality of experience you deeply crave. See, sometimes we think without a doubt that these things that we acquire in our life will give us the satisfaction that we want. I don't know about you. But when I acquire things, they give me a satisfaction for a time. And then if you notice, you kind of get used to it, and you're back right where you started. I'm not saying that we don't acquire things. That's really important in our journey. And I am grateful that Unity teaches how to go about acquiring those things. I'm grateful that we have that formula, that we have that teaching, so that people that come in, because most people come into this journey this spiritual journey acquiring things. I know I did. I came in wanting things. That's what I thought would make me happy, would be things. I remember walking into my first Unity Church in New Orleans, and there were two women on the platform. They had enough jewelry to open Tiffany's on, and I said, oh my God, I want this religion. Yes. And you know what? That started me on my journey. And more than likely, it started you on your journey. You wanted something different. And even today, thank God, when we need something, rent, housing, clothing, whatever it is, there's a way for us to go about creating that in our own life. I believe also for me to be true to God is for me to constantly remember that I am a unique, unrepeatable expression of God. No one else is like me. And I don't know how many times you've tried it, but I've tried it numerous times. I've tried not liking who I am and trying to be something else in my life. It started at a very young age. It started at a very young age trying to be someone else. Because I didn't love myself enough in order to be who I really am and to step into my power and to step into my uniqueness in my life. I remember in high school, it was very painful. It was very painful trying to be straight when I was gay. You know, that's painful. It's very painful as a child to go out and play Little League and act like you know what you're doing when you don't know anything you're doing, you know? That's not my path. That was your path. And each and every one of us has a unique path that only you can fulfill. Wow. Doug Bartoroff says, more than likely, the desire for money, because he teaches this, he says, whatever we desire in life, whatever that may be, he says, look behind it to see what is there. Look behind to see what the real thing is you desire in your life. And he gave great examples. He says, more than likely, the desire for money is a desire for freedom and power and security. Oh, he must be living in my head. The desire for an intimate relationship might be a desire for love or self-acceptance. We can have all the money in the world. And if we don't have that divine connection with that presence of God within, so what? I'm not putting down money. Hear me loud and clear. We're going to take the offering in a few minutes. I'm not putting that down, okay? But by all means, it's not going to make us happy. The desire for right work is a desire for creative expression. Freedom, power, security, love, self-acceptance, and the ability to creatively express yourself are all accessible to you right now, in this very moment, because these qualities are an integral aspect of your true self, with a capital S. So often, these things that we seek, we have. We just don't know it. And we cover it up sometimes. Rather than trying to develop these qualities, unique, unrepeatable expressions of God within me and within you, rather than developing these qualities, we go out here and get things to cover it up. This journey of self-discovery that we're all on is not necessarily easy. Is it? No. Most of you answered correct. And it can be easy. I just haven't gotten there yet, you know? Because the onion keeps unpeeling. And I have to be gentle and loving with myself as it continues to unpeel. An American investor, banker, was taking a much-needed vacation in a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. The boat had several large fresh fish in it. The investment banker was impressed by the quality of the fish and asked the Mexican how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." And the banker then asked, why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish? And the Mexican fisherman replied, he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, well, what do you do the rest of your time? And the Mexican fisherman replied, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor. The investment banker scoffed. I am an Ivy League MBA and I could help you. You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats until eventually you would have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor, eventually opening your own cannery. You could control the product, processing, and distribution. And the added, of course, you'd need to leave this small coastal village and move to Mexico City, where you would run your growing enterprise. And the Mexican fisherman asked, but senor, how long will all of this take? To which the American replied, oh, 15, 20 years. But what then? Asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, oh, that's the best part. When the time is right, you could announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich, and you could make millions. Millions, senor? Then what? To which the investment banker replied, then you would retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siesta with your wife, and stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play the guitar with your amigos. Wow. Each and every time I read this little parable, it so often depicts the rat race that I can become part of. Thinking again that it's all the outer stuff that matters. And then I see in this parable that the banker obviously fell prey to the rat race, an endless self-defeating pursuit of chasing financial wealth at the expense of the present moment. I think sometimes we chase what we already have. We want peace. It's within. We want freedom. It's within. We want loving relationships. We want love. It is within. All those things that we want, they are within. And in the kingdom of God, and Jesus put it so beautifully in Matthew when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added to you. Yes, I believe that prosperity is about being true to yourself and pursuing your dreams as well. So this is your assignment if you choose to accept it. What is prosperity to you? There's probably different, as many different answers to that as there are people in this room. I believe it's a consciousness. A consciousness is able to create, co-create with God again and again. The next question I have, we've already addressed. What are you expecting in your life? Not what your family's expecting. Not what your spouse is expecting. But what are you? This is your turn around. What are you expecting? Are you being true to yourself? Are you pursuing the dreams of your heart? Your heart. The third thing is, are you chasing what you have within you already? Are you chasing it? And number four, prayerfully consider joining Reverend Tony and Karen Ani's class beginning July the 12th. Where you can explore these principles as a group and have support doing it. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
When I was a girl, I had a favorite story of the meadowlark who lived where the rivers wind, and her voice could match the angels in its glory, but she was blind. The lark was blind, and an old king came and took her to his palace, where the walls were burnished bronze and gold and braid. And he fed her fruit and nuts from an ivory chalice, and he prayed, "Sing for me, my meadowlark, sing for me on the silver morn. Priceless jewel and cloth of brocade and coral, and I'll love you for life if you will sing for me." Then one day, as the lark sang by the water, the god of the sun heard her in his flight, and her singing moved him so he came and brought her the gift of sight. He gave her sight, and she opened her eyes to the shimmer and the splendor of this beautiful young god, so proud and strong. And he called to the lark in a voice both rough and tender, "Come along, fly with me, my meadow lark, fly with me on the silver morning. Set me free, my meadow lark, and we'll dance on the coral beaches, make a feast of the plums and peaches, just as far as your vision reaches. Fly with me." But the meadow lark said no, for the old king loved her so. She couldn't bear to wound his pride. So the sun god flew away, and when the king came down that day, he found his meadowlark had died. Every time I heard that part, I cried. And now I stand here starry-eyed and stormy. Oh, just when I thought my heart was finally numb, a beautiful young man appears before me, saying, "Come, oh, won't you come?" And what can I do if finally, for the first time, the one I'm burning for returns the glow? If love has come at last, it's picked the worst time. Still I know I've got to go. Fly away, meadowlark, fly away on the silver morning. 'Cause if I stay, I'll grow to curse the dark. So it's off where the days won't bind me. I know I leave runes behind me, but I won't let tomorrow find me back this way before my past. say goodbye. My beautiful young man. And
there's something I say most every Sunday I'm up here. We are so blessed. Yes? Hi, Diane. We are so very blessed here. The music, you guys are awesome. This one is just, I fell asleep yesterday afternoon, and on Friday, and missed the 5 o'clock, but I'm told it was awesome as well. We also are blessed, if you've ever watched Aiko, as she does the amazing translation expression, I don't know what you call it exactly, but wow. I would encourage you to watch this woman. You can feel it's just an amazing thing. And of course, then there are the folks coming in live stream and the folks that help that come in. So we're blessed. And at this point in our service, we recognize that blessings flow. Blessings flow. We receive and we give. We receive of the energy, of the talents, and of the treasure. And we give of our talents and our treasure and our time. So I'm going to ask the ushers if they would come down. It's time for us to take that step and give into Unity Minneapolis. There are multiple ways to do it. You've been here, you know there are envelopes. There are QR codes for those coming live stream. It should be on your screen. There are multiple ways. Checks in the mail. When you give, when you make that gift, I would ask you to hold it, feel it, and bless it. And know that it comes to us as energy and love. And then we give it right back out as energy and love. Today, we have a slightly different offertory blessing. So I would ask you to make sure that you have your order of service out. This comes from Doug Bodaroff's work, and we'll be saying this month as we follow his ideas and things that we're doing here. So let us say together now, take that gift, either the mental image of it or the physical of it, holding it in your hands, and let us say together the offertory blessing. I lovingly release my gift in gratitude and peace. Thank you, God, for making me a channel of your abundance. And now say it quietly to yourself from your heart. Amen.
So let us take a moment and we bless these gifts, understanding that spiritual law of blessing. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week, electronically. We bless all of these gifts, consistent givers, unexpected income. We bless these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Thank you, Laurie Dockin. What a beautiful offertory. Thank you very much. I'm going to invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in the sanctuary, and they're here today to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. Also, you'll notice in the back of your order of service, there's many activities taking place this week as usual. Prayerfully consider what you would like to participate in. I'd like to extend a special blessing, a special invitation today as following our service, as we go out and we bless where our tree was. That tree, those of you might, that's a sacred holy tree for me. And so we're going to go forth and we're going to release it and we are going to bless it. Before we bring our youth in, I'm going to invite Reverend Diane to come forth and stand on the platform with me today. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to stand on another platform with her. Several years ago, I was blessed to be able to receive the Charles Fillmore Award. And that's given by Unity Worldwide Ministries. And I asked this lady right here to present it to me, and she did. So it's a joy to have you here, my dear friend. Blessings. And I have a feeling she's going to be back in the area a little bit more than usual. And so we'll have her back, and you want to experience her. You want to experience her teaching, her lecturing, her workshops. She's a fabulous author, great book, and she has a prayer consciousness that's wonderful. So, how do you feel?
I feel fabulous.
She feels fabulous.
I feel so blessed.
You are blessed. You are blessed. I want to invite our children to come in. Would you like to stay up with us?
Oh, sure.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
You are walking.
You are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
What a fabulous group. Thank you for bringing us in. We had a great time today in our Unity and NYOU, our older youth. We started our Roots and Shoots program. So the Jane Goodall Institute started this program. It's a youth-led movement, and it's all about learning the skills to make a positive difference in the community. And so we're going to be working on a project all through the summer. And we kicked it off today. And it's not too late. We're going to do more next week. So if you didn't get a chance to be here in person, I'm talking to you online, then next week is perfect. So thank you for welcoming us and for supporting our youth and family ministry. We are very blessed. And there's always more room if you want to come and hang out with these fabulous young humans. Thanks.
Wow. So thank you, Cassidy. Thank you. If you're the parents or grandparents of these children, would you just wave? Keep your hands up. Just keep waving. Keep waving. Keep waving. Oprah Winfrey says to me, not to me personally, but I listened to her, and she said this. She said, if you're a parent or a grandparent, you have a purpose in life. You have a purpose in life. I want to applaud our parents and grandparents for the work that they are doing here. What a legacy. What a beautiful legacy. So speak to at least three people you don't know. It could change your life. Secondly, you could change their life too. So let us know our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. In the presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
Change.